overall project, if we combine both of them, would be a realignment and a new intersection, and also a complete rehab and realignment of curbs. Actually, David and I and Mr. Stroppa spent last year sometime in regards to a major section by the golf course where we had discussed moving the road itself and abandoning a portion of the quarter-mile road or half-mile road, making a better alignment, getting rid of the curb, and the College of the Ozarks property there. We discussed some. So there's a bunch of possibilities out there, but overall, preserving a high number of population, I think this is a valid project.
Which direction there is the easiest to get easements?
The one there to the north is probably the least painful.
Least painful or less expensive?
Yes.
What about grade here, David and Frank? On here, we're going to.
Okay.
You can make that grade here.
And how far from the existing one is the, are those apart?
Those little dots are 100 feet.
That would put that right down in front of the church?
1,700 feet. Yeah.
Okay. And the cost comparison estimate? Any ballpark figure?
It's over $1 million.
Either way.
For the intersection, and then we've discussed
the rest of the road,
we've discussed being in the $4 to $6 million range, and those are really preliminary numbers.
And I've had conversation with College of the Ozarks about the hairpin turn down past by Lily's Landings corner, about realigning that. So they've talked about land swapping and stuff like that. So there's, it helps them if we move the road.
Which side of the road did they get property?
Both.
Okay.
So they actually, their conditions basically were, if we did something like that, they would want us to tear out the asphalt existing road, fill it in, so they could have one big lot of pasture.
Well,
basically, country bluff, if you look at the high lines, it goes straight along Fall Creek and goes straight, and that's the concept of the road, and just follow that line of high lines if we are going to do the whole project. Okay, so we're broadcasting on the internet. I had enough text messages saying, please broadcast, so.
Can this be done in phases?
Yeah, good to go.
That's why I have it broken up into sections right now, one of the projects being the intersection itself, and the second project being the full length of Fall Creek that is coming at this point in time.
So what would is your estimated cost on the entire project, Frank? Including the intersection?
Probably.
Six million.
Those are really preliminary. We haven't done any preliminary engineering or anything like that, but those numbers have been thrown around for quite some time.
But the intersection itself would be a million.
Engineers?
Intersection improvements?
You can get that close real quick with the rock and stuff that you have with, kind of getting for site distance and things like that. Putting left turn days in.
Have you done any prelim on the access right-of-way acquisition?
I haven't. There may have been done some at this time that this drawing was done, but that's pretty old in and of itself, I believe.
Yeah.
It's
95.
Frank, would there be any problems with MoDOT coming down to 165?
No, I think we just have to check the side distance, which I'm assuming we're done with. That's all.
Site distance is much better at that alignment than
couldn't be much worse.
No.
I should be thinking about stabilization, so if that's going to be necessary, we'll be able to trap them out.
What are your triggers for signalization? You have traffic numbers?
Numbers and crashes. And the numbers kind of depend on where the traffic's turning, so you just have to have an analysis of that. Everyone's open to that or not.
And turning lanes? What problems there?
I think you want turning lanes there.
Okay.
Pretty much any train traffic in this area.
Rick, the 30-second summary of what you missed while you were here. We introduced everybody. We've got the list of what the Tiger II grant possible applications are. We're going through it just to see if the commission agrees. And then there is a railroad of a vote to make me chairman.
I'm sorry.
not here, but I'm glad I wasn't the chairman.
That train sounded its horn when it went through.
It was about 2 o'clock last night.
So Frank's is going down, and we're talking about Fall Creek Bridge.
Okay. Any questions on Fall Creek? Everybody has a basic understanding what that is? Number two, Highway 160 and 176 Rockaway Beach turnoff. There has been some plans. Somebody's been working with Foresight with regards to Highway 160 improvements. Are the limits of that project just within the city limits of Foresight, to three-lane Foresight?
No, what we actually did was try it. We knew that MoDOT was interested in doing half and 160, so what we said, we looked at the whole section there so that as we were looking at an opportunity to maybe approach MoDOT for some future 50-50 map on that. And so what we did is took that in, included not only that, but 176 there to turn off goes down to Rockaway Beach too. So
okay,
those two intersections were included in that analysis we've done for the city Foresight.
Okay. So as a county as a whole, we know that as the traveling public travels this area, the high accident rates and severe congestion, and there's been talk of a roundabout at each one of these locations. So these two projects, number two and three, Highway 160 at Rockaway Beach turnoff and at F, those locations are slated for improvements by means of a roundabout, and that's been discussed in various groups and forums throughout.
Well, that's okay with that concept.
Mm-hmm. So we're actually looking at 116F now, and another idea we've had is to change the stop conditions so that you don't, we would actually reroute 160 down F now and sort of switch them, and think that might be a really cheap way to kind of address most of the issue there.
Huh.
So, and actually, if you all have thoughts on that, let us know.
F to F to, I think it's kind of bigger.
I wouldn't say it's out completely, but it's one thing that we're looking at is could we, it's so much cheaper just to kind of change the stop signs and striping that if you address, you know, 80 or 90% of the issue for such a reduced cost, does that make sense? So we'd like some input on that. It's not gone, but that's one of the things we're looking at though.
Your expense for doing that versus a roundabout there and leaving it the way it is and put a roundabout in, what's the comparison there?
The roundabout should be like $800,000 or $900,000, I'd say, and change stuff to just all this $100,000 maybe.
Really?
So you're talking about most. At the through road and 160
right.
Stopping at that location.
Yeah.
Maybe changing the island or
right.
Version of
right.
That.
Now, are you taking into consideration this 176 junction? Right around the corner from it?
Yeah, I'm not on the team looking at that, but I'm sure looking at that whole area too there.
Okay. In fact, one of the things, if you did 160, you took that around there, F would become 160, so it would have more of a curve in it that with what existing 160 coming from 65 would come in and stop, so it would be more like a T intersection there
yes.
For people coming in from the north.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have any backing up to 176, it would just kind of flow
yes.
Through. And that's the heavy movement today. There's about 7,000, almost 8,000 on F and 10,000 on 160, so you know it's going F to go over to the Branson in that area.
So you're going to have to educate people to stop on 160 as you're coming in Foresight then.
Yeah. But well, they'll do some geometric work there that'll make it more obvious to them that that is a stop.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of red work with it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fender benders there right now, as it is. Rear enders, I should say.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that, because that's one of the reasons that I believe this group was formed, so that regionally we could talk about what's on each other's minds, and then if you have interest in improving that intersections, whether it be geometry or signalization or roundabout, whatever, we have interest in it because it serves our citizens, and then that 20-80 cost share or 50-50, whatever it is, that's how projects get done. So I appreciate the fact that you're here. So the next intersection would be the Rockaway Beach turnoff. And from MoDOT perspective, do you have anything in the plans or works? Or?
No.
Okay.
How soon would the county go down through there with sewer?
Is that in the matrix?
No. The only thing I can think of right off is Merriam Woods. There's a property just west of there that was going to be developed, and they were annexed. I think they did annex into Merriam Woods, so it could come under the highway there. Again, as far as the county, unless I'm forgetting something, I don't think county's got any plans out in that area.
Okay.
Like it's on the matrix.
Number four, Highway 76 and Highway J. This would be the beginning of the east-west corridor, and I meant to bring a big map of what the east-west corridor looked like.
You're going to get that, the big one upstairs.
We're going to talk about the east-west corridor as a sidebar.
Big maps.
This would be a realignment of the intersection and basically building out a large intersection in anticipation of the east-west corridor being a viable project and moving forward with the east-west corridor. As one of my favorite people on the table keeps talking about, if you build things in little pieces at a time, that being Rich Ziegenfuss, you build it a little bit at a time and you connect the dots, ultimately you have a complete project. And so that's why that is in here as a little piece. Maple Street and East-West Corridor is the one we talked about earlier. That would be the terminus or the end of the East-West Corridor. And because that property is for sale and it's not selling and they're in serious discussions with, or are about to be, I've talked to them several times and there, like Jim said, there is a meeting upcoming to talk about that project and that property. So both of those two are really preliminary in hopes and anticipation that the east-west corridor will someday become a reality. We've talked about Fall Creek. Number seven, Coon Creek. Coon Creek Road is sort of a bypass for travelers of Taney County. It allows people to get into the Hollister area without going down Mount Branson, which at certain times of the day is probably level of service F. At peak hours, morning and night, bumper-to-bumper traffic, because there's not a third lane going down Mount Branson, if you get behind a delivery truck or someone wanting to make a turn, it's a virtual standstill for quite some time. So at Coon Creek, it's a 1-point-mile road section. What we're anticipating there is, again, and there has been some preliminary work done there, horizontal and vertical improvements, straightening out some of the curves, widening the road, and at the low spot, there is a low spot, there's a low water crossing on Coon Creek right now. There are certain days throughout a year, I believe it's about 6 or 8 days historically throughout the year, where one cannot cross Coon Creek because of high water conditions. So there would be a structure involved in making that an all-weather road.
Should we leave number seven on and concentrate more on each other?
If we submit all seven, do they compete against each other? Is there harm in submitting seven? Does MoDOT or whoever the target people are rate them, and it doesn't matter that we've got seven or more?
No, it's only the whole application. Or you could say, we want to do these seven improvements. This is our real plan, and we're requesting only money to do these three. It's up to you and depending on the scope of what you want to ask for. But you should also be prepared that in Tiger One, some applications only got partial funding or they got a loan guarantee, especially on the roadway projects.
But they would notify us and then we decide whether we want to turn it down because it's not enough.
Yeah. In a case like that, when it's been turned down, where does that money go?
I don't know. I don't know what with the Bella Vista bypass, they were one that I think it's like a $150 million project. I think they got $10 million or something like that. And then like a loan guarantee for some of the rest. And so we assumed that Arkansas would turn that down. And Missouri, it was kind of in that application too because we said, well, we could fund our piece and then Tiger Punch the Arkansas piece. And I don't know if they've officially turned that down yet. And if so, what happens with that money?
Frank, on the Coon Creek Road, due to the bridge